Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The issue of reparations is certainly in the forefront here in St. Louis. There was a commission put together on it. The commission came up with ideas. Basically, they haven't funded it yet, but they let people voluntarily fund it, right? You can voluntarily fund the reparations fund in St. Louis. So Kim did a little Freedom of Information request last year, and we found out that as of, what was that, December?
I think 2020. I thought it was like 2022, like 2 years worth.
2 years worth. The total was $1,200?
Something like
that. Like people had donated like $1,200 to, but they want millions, if not hundreds of millions. I mean, it's an incredible thing to wrap your brain around, but these are conversations taking place around the country right now. You need to understand that. And in Tennessee, they've come up with a different way of dealing with that from a legislative standpoint. And we've got Eben Brown from Fox News Radio who's covering this story this morning. Eben, how are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, the Tennessee General Assembly is about to take action on this, right?
Well, there's a bill that has been put forward in the legislature that is causing a lot of controversy because the bill would prevent local, state, local, town governments, whatever, from using taxpayer dollars to even have a discussion or do any kind of research into the feasibility of reparations. And so if a bill like this were to pass in the state legislature in Tennessee, then a town or a county wouldn't even be able to hold hearings or anything like that in their town chambers or whatnot, or do anything that would require someone to write a check or to use taxpayer funded facilities such as a town hall or a school to conduct that.
We know there will be some sort of a workaround so that they can still do this. So theoretically, they could say meet at a park and they can't use chairs if it costs a rental fee. So they'd say, all right, bring a blanket or your own chair and sit on the ground and we can still have our meeting. They just can't use taxpayer dollars to rent out a facility, you're saying?
Correct.
So
that's how you would do a workaround. You would say, all right, look, we're going to meet at the diner. You know, they're allowing us to meet there. And if you want something to eat, it's on you. And that's that. There is a lot of pushback. There's also some First Amendment questions about this because, you know, can't a town hold any kind of discussion it wants to hold if the majority of the people agree to hold it? The majority of the taxpayers in that town want to hold it. I mean, don't they have that right to have that kind of self-determination? That's actually a very good legal argument to make. So where this really goes, we don't know. The bill is kind of being held up. It was being discussed in the legislature the other day, but one of the sponsors said, certainly it came out and said that, you know, slavery is, I'm paraphrasing here, slavery was bad, no matter who caused it, even insisting that using the phrase, whether the slaves were sold into slavery by African monarchs. That got a lot of jeers in the room, and it seemed to put the process on hold for a bit. So we don't know when the bill advances further for a vote, but it is there.
It's an emotional issue. But I look at it like here in Missouri, they've made it pretty clear that local municipalities can't enact gun ordinances that are more strict than what state law is. So I would imagine that's basically what they're talking. If they make it illegal in the state of Tennessee to pay reparations, it would also be illegal at the city level, correct? Is that basically what they're going after, Evan? Am I understanding this?
It depends on how the actual law about reparations would be worked out.
Yeah.
But this bill here even just says, hey, you can't even talk about it using public money.
Wow.
I know you're focusing on Tennessee, but have you heard of any other states considering similar legislation?
I haven't. This is the one that's making the news right now. So I assume that other states may look at what Tennessee is doing, and if they're trying to hold off the idea of even having to consider making reparations, that this could be a legal route. I just don't know how strong it is. Again, when you begin to stifle people's speech, usually you run afoul of something.
Yeah, I could see that. Evan Brown, we appreciate your time.
You got it.
Yep, I appreciate that. It's interesting. I think they avoid the free speech issue by just saying, you can meet on it all you want, but you're not allowed to use taxpayer dollars to pay reparations for something that nobody living today had anything to do with.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the proper use of taxpayer dollars. You are punishing one group at the expense of another for something nobody is currently responsible for.
You have to do the flip test. That's, you always say that, and I think that's smart, because think about if the government wanted to hold some sort of meeting on something to do against Black people, for example, okay? That would never fly if there were a group of white people meeting with taxpayer dollars to see how we could do A, B, or C with Black people. Like that, no. They would shut that down so fast.
Yeah, I don't know how you can stop the speech, but I certainly think you could stop the spending. Listen to what Jasmine Crockett, she's a congresswoman from Texas. She's got a different approach to reparations, right? Until halfway through her thought process, she realizes that her approach might not work because there are quite a few people that don't pay taxes. Listen to this. Hold on.
But I'd have to think through it a lot. One of the things that they propose is Black folk not have to pay taxes for a certain amount of time, because then again, that puts money back in your pocket. But at the same time, it may not be as objectionable to some people about actually giving out dollars. But obviously, then you start dealing with the different tax brackets and things like that. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, we argue the reparations make sense, because so many Black folk, not only do you owe for the labor that was stolen and killed and all the other things, right? But the fact is, like, we end up being so far behind, right? And so it's like, how do you bring forth people? Exactly. And so it's like, if you do the no tax thing for people that are already, say, struggling and aren't really paying taxes in the first place, it doesn't really, exactly.
They may want those checks like they got during COVID.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's it. They want those checks.
So would Tashara Jones be okay with not taxing Black people for a certain amount of time instead of the 1% earnings tax?
Well, what would that do to the city coffers?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if she's threatening to withhold the 3% raise from city employees over this earnings tax, would she do the same thing if, say, they decided not to tax Black people?
I don't know.
I guarantee you she wouldn't.
Know. Well, I mean, that's what Jasmine Crockett came up with. I don't think any of them are workable. I'm not sure how you justify that, because if you've worked hard last year and paid your taxes and they went into the city's coffers, you didn't discriminate against anybody, but this is finding you guilty of the sins of your fathers. And that's not going to fly. The American people are not going to put up with that. So I wish maybe Missouri needs to float a similar bill as Tennessee, saying you're not using taxpayer dollars for that. We're just going to stop that right now. Let's just end that discussion.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.